In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. I got a ring somehow. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror it shall not come near. And from terror it shall not come near thee. Behold, look, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. And whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Shall fall for thy sake. As the scripture has said, and we've said it many times, and then it was repeated this morning, God said, let us make man, what? In our image. And after our likeness. Man, through disobedience, fail. Amen. But God said, I'm going to get him back. And then Isaiah prophesying about this, and he said, in what? Righteousness shall thou be established. And thou shalt be far from what? Oppression and for fear. And for thou shalt not fear. And we're talking about thou shalt not fear. For thou shalt not fear. Say that with me. I will not fear. And as I said last Sunday, we have all kind of stuff going on. We have wars going on now. We have terror groups. We have people divided in their belief. We have all kind of churches, even man have gotten bold enough to establish a satanic church. Just out, just say it. And Jesus said, in the last days, perilous time would come, didn't he say it? And we're in the last days. People are moving and changing. We're passing laws that suit us, as whatever man wants. Am I right? But as I was saying in Sunday school, that's why we have to stay with the word. Because man, through the deceiving spirit called Satan and demonic activities and all those spirits, through man trying to deceive us and get us away from the word, or make us not believe the word and act on the word, so we don't have no power in our life. And we just sit over there, you know, and just take what life gives us and try to hang on, survive, and try to figure out on our own. But he said things like this would come in the day in which we live. But he said, you shall not fear. The spirit of fear have tried to grip the church. Amen. Am I right? But Proverbs 28:1 is what we'll pick up. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee. The wicked does what? The wicked flee when no man pursues. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Say this with me. I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
And
I am
as bold,
and bold
as a lion.
As a lion.
Why is that? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. If you have not noticed that there are many rebellious religious spirits that are gotten in the church, and many of them don't want you to tell them anything to do. I do what I want to do. And there's a lot of dishonor to God. Y'all gonna let me talk? There's a lot of dishonor and disrespect for the things of God. And we're going to have God's best. We must move, flow, obey, and yield and do what God says for us to do. Amen? Amen. The righteous must be bold to preach, teach, to demonstrate, to tell of the truth of the Word of God. You ever notice that wherever the truth is told and received, you always see results from that truth? I know I listened to Brother George. I listened to Miss Kathy, who did a great job. Amen. About light. And that's why Satan always trying to get us in the dark.